of a gentle rain. Sprinkle down drops on me. Drown me in your deepest well. And throw me to your raging sea. Yes, I need water. Yes, I need water. Bring it to me, daughter. Yes, I need water. I need love. High as the tallest tree. And as far as from the seed of life to on and forever see. Dry as a river bed where the river has turned to steam. I am not no made of stone.
And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is Mantis Cabinet with your host, me. My name's Alex. I sit in this awesome chair that has not changed in the past 3 years. Yeah, I know, it hasn't changed. And I play awesome music. For those who are wondering, yes, it is a spinny chair. So I spin a lot until I get dizzy. But anyway, that last band that I just played, awesome, awesome band. They're called Te. They're from Japan. I would try to pronounce the album name, but it is in Japanese. And to me, it just looks like a bunch of squiggles. The song title also in Japanese. And again, it looks like a bunch of squiggles. Well, to me, because I can't read Japanese. I'm sure if I could read Japanese or the specific dialect that was being used, I would be able to tell you, but I don't. Nonetheless, these guys are absolutely awesome. They've released a few albums and really, really good stuff. I thoroughly recommend you check it out. They have this thing about having really, 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 really long album names and really, really long song titles, kind of like Red Sparrows / A Silver Mount Zion-esque, where it just goes on forever. But then they have a two-letter band name. That's always been, like, weirded me out a little bit about them. But they're super good. Thoroughly recommend it. Up next is a band from Argentina, and I can't tell you a hell of a lot about them because their website is not in English. This is the issue about being a prog fan. Most of the bands you listen to are not English. But anyway, this is the band Gardenia. Off their album, El Libro de los Sols. I think I'm pronouncing that properly. Probably not, though. And this is the track Lumine. Again, definitely mispronouncing that. But it looks like Lumine. Good stuff, though. Hopefully the... No, actually, certainly the track will be better than my pronunciation of it. Anyway, this is Gardenia.
Thank you. In the year 1963, French artist Robert Filou chose January 17th as Art's birthday and pronounced Art 1 million years old.
On January 17th, CITR celebrates with 24 hours of radio art. That's 24 hours of the weird and the reckless in your ear holes. Tune in to hear radio and sound art, noise and experimental music, and all the strangeness CITR programmers and the Vancouver community has to offer. Guest hosts and artists include Prophecy Sun, Patrick Sampler, Whip the UFO, sound artists Anna Fritz, Julie Gendron, and Emma Hendricks, Giorgio Magnanesi of Vancouver New Music, and more. For schedule updates on all our birthday madness, stay tuned to CITR and like us on Facebook. Happy 1,050th birthday, Art!
Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX, with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
And in case you didn't know, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. And, okay, so that was just Gardenia. You have to probably pronounce that with some sort of an accent. But I do not have... Well, I have a Canadian one, so I brutalize a lot of other languages. But anyway, that was pretty awesome. We're moving from there to a local outfit-ish. Synthcake with their track Sail Away off the album... I can't read the first letter. Olding Through Seasons. Molding Through Seasons, maybe? I can't read that first letter. It might be an M, it might be an A without a line. It might be a bunch of things. I'm just going to go with blank Olding Through Seasons. But I can read the track name, Sail Away. And let's make it go.
Bye.
Alright, and that was just Capital Six off their album Pretty Lost, the track Quit Your Job, and that brings us to almost halfway through the show. It doesn't really matter. But we are going back to play some awesome, awesome prog rock. I can't quite remember where these guys are from. I'm going to have to Google it. This is Orchestra Celesti. Again, totally butchering the pronunciation. This is their album Quattro, which is also the fourth album they released. I'm assuming Quattro in one language at least means four. It's also very close to quarter, which is a fourth, or 25 cents. Okay, that's all I got on that. Oh yeah, this is the track, L'Ultimo Bolero. The entire album's quite good. I chose this track because when I looked at the track listing for the album, Bolero struck out because it's reminded me of the Bolero of Fire from Zelda. And then I spent 20 minutes trying to figure out if there was any sort of, like, musical connection between the two. Like, do they use any sort of similar chords or progressions? Or is there, like, a mix of the Bolero of Fire? In the end, I found out not. And that was kind of disappointing. Because I really wanted it to have a Bolero of Fire, like, sample mixed in there. But alas, no dice. Nonetheless, this is a great track. L'Ultimo Bolero by Orchestra Celesti. Also, if you like it, you can just Google it and, like, download their album for free off their Bandcamp. Name your price. So, kind of cool. And, yeah, let's go.
We'll be right back.
Well, that sucked. That whole thing just crashed on me. Well, that sucks. The rest of the song is awesome. I thoroughly recommend everyone go online and check it out. This whole little setup I have here with technology just kind of crapped out on me. But when technology doesn't work for you, there are always two things there for you: pizza and bacon. The next band I will be playing, because I have no idea what they're going to sound like, we're going to find out, but their band name is Pizzeria. Like, not like pizzeria spelt like a place where you can buy pizza, but like pizzeria spelt, as if I'm getting my words right, it's like pizza plus the latter half of diarrhea, which I think is funny, because I don't know for any pizza fans out there, but that is certainly a possible side effect of a pizza binge. But nonetheless, and then the album is called Laser Bacon Eye Surgery, which is hilarious. And this track, just bacon and pizza are phenomenal. Although I've never had, I don't really like bacon on my pizza. I like bacon and pizza, like, separately. But, you know, nonetheless. And this is the track Pork Benedict the Third. Get it? It's like play on with Pope Benedict, but it's pork. The Last Grilled Pope Witch. This seems like it's going to be terribly sacrilegious, and it might also be epic at that. For those who are wondering, the CD case is very colorful. But anyway, this is Pizzeria. It sounds a lot less dirty and gross when I say it, but if you read it, if you read the band name, it's much clearer that it's like a diarrhea pizza combo. I like that better. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about that. This is their first track, Pork Benedict the Third. Thank you.
Ritualistic murders.
Trash!
Thank you. Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate, remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunday.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
All right. And you were listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. So as I said before, that was Pizzeria off Laser Beak and Eye Surgery. Pretty noisy. Pretty noisy. That's why always quite good, too. I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. That was the track Pork Benedict the Third. Then I played something much easier on the ears. The Zola's new album, Ancient Mars, their track In Heaven. Good stuff. They used to be called Lotus Child. If you're a Zola's fan, check out Lotus Child. If you're not a Zola's fan, then you're not missing much by not checking out Lotus Child. It's just pretty much the same thing with a different name. Moving on is this awesome, awesome band I found. They're called Cavil at Rest. They sound a lot like another band that has that's really good and I'm a huge fan of, and I've been waiting for them to release a new album, but they have not. But anyway, this is Cavil at Rest off their album Orion Way, and this is the track It's Still Not As Bad.
Nice.
And that was Cavil at Rest. This was Local Natives' other band before they were Local Natives. Super duper cool. The album that they released, I can't quite remember when. I think 2007, I believe. 2007 Orion Way came out, and it's got Sun Hands on it, which is like great single off Gorilla Manor by Local Natives. And I really like Local Natives, so when I found out that they were part of a previous band, I was like, awesome! And they also, according to their Wikipedia page, have an upcoming album in 2013 called Hummingbird, keeping the theme of indie bands who like animal names alive. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. Keep your eyes out, or ears, and whatever other senses you may have, for indie bands with animals in them. There's a lot of them. But anyway, super duper cool stuff. I was really happy about that. It was kind of like when I found out the lead singer to Tokyo Police Club released a debut solo album. It wasn't so good. It was kind of like, ha, that's hilarious. Or my favorite is the guy from Steve Burns, the guy from Blue's Clues, like old school Blue's Clues, released an album. Like 3 years ago. How awesome is that? The Blues Clues guy has an album, and it's actually not too bad. Although, I'm pretty sure he's not doing too well anymore. I'm going to Google it. I think he had a run-in with drugs and stuff and other bad little things. I think... Oh, no. He's still alive and kicking it, I think. Oh, what do you know? He's done a lot more since I last found out. But anyway, I thought he had a run-in with drugs and was dead. Apparently not. Either that, or I'm not reading this properly, and I'm going to be very insensitive. Not on purpose. But, it's just stuff like that that makes me really happy. Not that he's had OD'd on heroin, which is what my friend told me. It was really mean. Well, that's what I get for not Googling anything. But anyway, that just kind of stuff makes me happy when you find out someone released an album and they're like, what? Anyway. So that brings us pretty much to the end of my show. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This has been Mantis Cabinet with your host, Alex. That's me. I sit in this chair. It's pretty awesome. The last track I will play is by a band called Slow Six. Super duper awesome. This is the track The Pulse of the Skyline with Lightning Like Nerves from the album Nor'easter. Check them out and enjoy the rest of the week.